This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Jack here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, look, a chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He is in the know, and he's here right now to serve you.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I was talking to a couple of patients the other day about, again, at the beginning of the year, resolutions, and in the sense of, you know, exercise and, you know, do the kinds of getting up and moving around a lot more and food choices and stuff. And they were asking me for my advice on different kinds of food things that I have been talking about for 30, 40 years now. And I don't want to go back to stage one. It's difficult. It's difficult when you start to take care of a new patient. You kind of have to go back to square one. And after having seen, I think we're somewhere between 22 and 23,000 patients in the last 30 years. And I just don't want to do that anymore. So I wanted to try a different approach. And I said, well, why don't we talk about the things that are in your food, the foods, commercial foods, that you should be avoiding. I'm not talking about the stuff you get out of your backyard garden. I'm talking about the stuff at the grocery store. There are some additives and ingredients of these things that if you were to avoid them, you might feel just as good or better than if you started an exercise program. Now, I'm not suggesting this to avoid exercise, but it's not just exercise that makes a difference. And as I have said in many of these shows with Doug, it's not so much the good things that we're choosing to eat. It's what's missing in these good things that we're choosing to eat, in the sense of real Mother Nature-made vitamins and enzymes, whatever, that comes from the real foods that come from the ground, not necessarily the shelves of a grocery store. But then there's another concern, because we have such loose, extremely loose food labeling laws in this country that food manufacturers can just get away with almost anything and still call it food. And so I have a few things here that you might want to look for on the label of the foods and try to avoid these things. Because, you know, 100 years ago, the food industry was about what you grew on your farm or in your backyard or at the local farmer's market in whatever town or hamlet you were living in. And the food labeling laws have just haven't advanced. They've degenerated. I mean, today, more than 75% of the supermarket shelves are just stocked with packaged and processed foods. And by processed, I mean it's not the way Mother Nature made. It's something that the food industry has done to these foods that Mother Nature made in a way to make them have a much longer shelf life. Because the most important part of any food that Mother Nature made, whether it came from the vine or came from a branch, a twig, from a root, a tree, whatever else, the most important part of that food is what's going to go bad the quickest. Now, there's some exceptions to that, but that's a general rule. Whatever will spoil faster is the thing your body needs the most, which is why we want to eat things as fresh as possible. But the food industry can't give you fresh foods, because they have no shelf life. They're going to, within a week, they're going to go bad. So they process these foods. And so what are they? They're packaged, they're frozen, they're boxed, they're canned. And in most cases, you know, only require some boiling or microwaving before they're edible. But they have all kinds of undesirable chemicals. And that's what I wanted to dedicate this show to, because in fact, there's more than 3,000 food chemicals that have been purposely added to your food supply. And avoiding them is a lot easier and more economical than you might think. You just have to read the labels. So you might want to grab a piece of paper and a pencil if you're sitting still somewhere and jot some of these down, because these are the things that you definitely want to avoid if you want to feel better. because these are very typical ingredients that are used for shelf life as well as for artificial flavoring. And the FDA or the USDA allows these things to happen in the name of food. So I've got a few of them here. Number one, it's TBHQ. You can see this showing up in some labels. TBHQ. It's just butane. It's what goes into a butane lighter. And it turns out it's not just for lighters anymore. It's an artificial antioxidant that they put into chicken nuggets to keep them fresh. You know, so instead of chicken nuggets being fresh, butane keeps them fresh. And eating butane probably wasn't what you had in mind the last time you lit up a cigarette or a cigar or whatever else, or a pipe that you might be lighting up with a butane lighter. Because when you get the munchies and you order those nuggets, you're going to get the butane anyway. You might try homemade chicken wings instead, because there's no fuel in that. But when you get these frozen chicken nuggets, frozen packaged, pre-made processed foods, things that need a long shelf life, like frozen meals that you just microwave, or crackers, or chips, or these cereal bars, or fast foods, look at the label. You see TBHQ. They're not going to put butane on there. They're going to put the chemical structure, TBHQ. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell from jackstockwell.com, regular here on the Doug Steffen Good Day Health Show. And I'm going over some food ingredients that you might want to avoid in the sense of wanting to feel better, not just exercise and better sleep and clean water. And there's some you want to stop poisoning yourself. There's another one called DHA. It's just butylated hydroxyanisole, but you'll see it on a lot of cereal boxes, BHA. It's a preservative, and it's used to prevent rancidity in foods that happen to have oils present. Well, BHA has been shown to cause cancer in rats and mice and hamsters, and the reason the FDA hasn't banned it is largely technical, because the cancers all occur in a rodent's forestomach, the beginning of their stomach, which humans don't have. So they, well, it must be safe for humans then. Nevertheless, the study published in the Japanese Journal of Cancer Research concluded that BHA was, quote, reasonably anticipated to be a carcinogen. As far as I'm concerned, that's reason enough to get it out of your diet. Where are you going to find it? You're going to find it in Fruity Pebbles. You're going to find it in Cocoa Pebbles. You're going to find it in Kix. You're going to find it in a lot of breakfast cereals. Because the breakfast cereal, comment has been made in the past that the box is more healthy and nutritious for you than the cereal inside of it. Because breakfast cereal is nothing but just a mash of sugar-coated crap. I've often said breakfast cereal is the most non-nutritious food you can possibly eat as far as the major part of the population that consumes that stuff. I remember as a little kid, I loved Kix, the K-I-X, the cereal Kix. And then all of a sudden, Kix didn't taste that good anymore. And I remember looking at the label, and I'm talking 8 or 9 years old. And I looked at the label, and I saw BHA on there. Well, that was the beginning of my nutrition research. Before puberty, I was researching nutrition. Next one you want to be careful of is estrogen, because regular milk is full of hormones used by the milk industry to keep these cows pregnant and lactating all year long, something cows are not designed to do. Imagine human beings constantly pregnant and constantly lactating. It's a terrible, distasting idea. Well, we do that with our cows. And the only way you can do that to a cow is to keep it knocked up with hormones. So when you drink regular milk, you're taking a shot of hormones with that milk. And all you wanted was a bowl of cereal. Nope, you're getting some hormones with it. Where do you find it? You find it in all non-organic dairy. Any dairy product you buy that's not organic is going to have these hormones in there. So organic is recommended on top of that. And the last thing you want to be doing or giving a young man, especially before puberty, is a dose of estrogen. All right, the next one is parabens. P-A-R-A-B-E-N-S. I mean, it's a synthetic preservative that's used to inhibit mold and yeast in food. It's one of the things that gives food shelf life. And the problem is that parabens disrupt your hormonal balance. A study found in the Food Chemical Toxicology found the daily ingestion of parabens decreased sperm and testosterone production in rats. And parabens have also been found present in breast cancer tissue. Where are you going to find it? You're going to find it in a lot of frozen dairy products, but you're definitely going to find it in Baskin-Robbins sundaes. And it's interesting how many of these fast food stores now, because of federal decree, have a plaque or a poster somewhere in the restaurant that tells you the ingredients of their foods. But you're going to find it in other places as well. If you find parabens, don't eat it. Now, how about this one? Spinach dust. You think that green sheen that's on the veggie snacks is giving you your daily serving of vegetables? You might want to think again, because that's just powdered spinach dust, which spinach has been dehydrated and sucked out of all its nutritional value. So the upshot of this is that the green sheen is about as nutritious as actual dust. But when you see this green sheen on these veggie sticks or veggie chips or any of this stuff, it's just powdered dust that has no nutrition left in it. And you find it in what are called the healthier vegetable-flavored snack foods. Keep your eye out for that one and be careful and just read the ingredients. Then one we all know and love, the partially hydrogenated oils. Don't confuse 0-gram trans fat as being trans fat free. Because the FDA will allow you to claim if you're producing foods that have partially hydrogenated oils in it, you can have up to 0.5 gram per serving and still be labeled as a no trans fat food. You know, considering that 2 grams is probably the most you should ever consume in one day, those fractions can add up pretty quickly. So the telltale sign that your snack is soiled with this kind of crap, you'll look for partially hydrogenated oil on the ingredient statement. And if it's anywhere on there, you're ingesting artery-clogging trans fats. You're going to find it in popcorn shrimp. You're going to find it in frozen pizzas. You're going to find it in almost anything that can last for months without turning bad. In a few seconds, we're going to be taking a break. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and we'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show with more of these things to avoid coming up next.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. So I'm going over a list here of things you might want to avoid in your food selections. Because even though you have an intention to provide better foods for your family, it's like when I'm talking to a patient and I say, well, tell me about your diet. Oh, we eat a good diet. Yeah, until I... They think that eating salads is a good diet. And I said, well, where are you buying your... Well, in the produce department. Is it organic? Well, I don't know if it's organic. We just get it out of the produce, you know, the fresh stuff. I said, do you know it's laced with the glyphosate? If it's not organic, it has glyphosate. Glyphosate, what's that? See, this is part of my... frustration. I have to deal with this constantly over and over again. So I just keep dealing with it over and over again, trying to bring these people to an understanding that just because you have more salads in your diet does not mean that you're healthier. Not by any means. And there's this flood of commercials on television anymore for these powdered fruits and these powdered vegetables in a pill. That's supposed to make up for eating fruits and vegetables every day. I haven't heard any bigger nonsense in my life than that. These things are not organic. If it doesn't say organic, it has all of the chemicals that the USDA allows commercial farms to put into that stuff to make it look like food. And then my wife says, quit beating the people up, Jack. Quit beating these people. I'm just trying to tell them some things. So let me go on with the list here. Propylene glycol. Which, of course, is antifreeze. It's a food thickener. It's a stabilizer. It's an emulsifier. An emulsifier is something that makes fat smaller and smaller and smaller in size so that you can easily digest it. And it's made from alginic acid, esterified alginic acid combined with propylene glycol. And, you know, even though we use propylene glycol as a food additive, it's got an awful lot of industrial uses like automotive antifreezes. And if you fly an airplane, if you're in a commercial flight in the wintertime, a lot of times before the plane takes off, it has to stop for those de-icers. And they spray that de-icing stuff all over the plane. That is propylene glycol. And so it's used in cars. We have it in our medications. It's in cosmetics. It's in deodorant. It's in moisturizer. And it's in your food. And if it keeps your car from freezing over, and it keeps your moisturizer fat or moist, and it keeps your fat-free cookie dough ice cream creamy, smooth, and juicy, You can thank propylene glycol for that. And it's going to be on the label. Watch for it. The next time you pick up a Betty Crocker cake mix on the shelf that you're going to make a birthday cake for your child or whatever, read the ingredients. You're going to see propylene glycol on there. It's in cake mixes. It's in salad dressings. It's in low-fat ice creams. And worse, it's in dog food, propylene glycol. Another one is sodium nitrite. Nitrites and nitrates are always used to inhibit botulism-causing bacteria, and it's what keeps these processed meats pink, which is why the FDA allows their use. And unfortunately, once you ingest it, the nitrite mixing with amino acids will form something called a nitrosamine, which is a very powerful carcinogenic compound. Now, if you have a lot of vitamin C in your diet, that's been shown to decrease the risk, but most manufacturers have at least one or both of these products. They'll add it there to make things better. But any hot dogs, bacon, processed sandwich meats, read the label. Buy the ones, if you're going to buy that, buy the ones that say nitrite free. Nitrite free. Otherwise, you're getting stuff that can actually lead to cancer of the bowel. So we'll continue. I have a few more of these. So we'll continue with more of these on the Good Day Health Show next time. Jack Stockwell, Dr. Jack Stockwell, mind you, at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Update. Memphis police releasing video from the January 7th traffic stop that led to the death of 29-year-old Tyree Nichols and the firing of five Memphis police officers who now face numerous charges, including murder. Shelby County Sheriff Floyd Bonner Jr. also announced he was relieving two deputies of duty.
Two Shelby County deputies are relieved of duty pending an investigation. The announcement came after videos were released to the public from various angles on Friday. Shelby County Sheriff Floyd Bonner Jr. said he's launching an investigation into whether the deputies violated police policy. Five Memphis police officers who faced charges including second-degree murder were previously fired from the department. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Arctic temps across the northern plains and Midwest for more than 20 million people. Corey Myers, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, one of my favorites when it comes to your health and well-being. He's in the know and on the go, and here he is.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Just a few more of these to entertain you this day. This is why I've often said, for a family of four, it's a full-time job for one person to make sure that what is put on that dinner table is healthy for everybody eating it. All right, another one here is wood pulp. Yes, wood pulp. You heard me. It has a name of vanillin, not vanilla, vanillin. And it's a byproduct of the pulp industry, and it's used as an artificial vanilla flavor. It's an ester of wood resin, which comes from pine stumps. And it's citrus. You find it in citrus-flavored sodas to keep the citrus flavor evenly distributed throughout the can. And the citrus flavor usually is artificial as well. And you'll find this in artificially flavored yogurts. It's in baked goods. It's in candy. And it's in sodas. And read the label. If it says vanillin, and how do they get away with calling that vanillin? Well, the food labeling laws allow it to do that. Who controls the food labeling laws? Congress. Who controls Congress? Not you. The food labeling law people do. All right, caramel coloring. We all love this one. You can make caramel just with water and sugar on the top of a stove by burning it down. But the food industry uses a little different recipe. They take sugar and they mix it with ammonia, which can produce a lot of nasty carcinogens. How carcinogenic is this? The Center for Science in the Public Interest had a report not too long ago that asserted that the high levels of caramel color found in sodas accounts for roughly 15,000 cancers in the United States annually, which, besides several other reasons, is a good reason to scrap soft drinks. They're among the 20 worst drinks in America. And the two major drinks where you're going to find caramel coloring is Coke and Pepsi, whether it's the regular drink or the diet drink. But it goes for anything, any other. There's several other soft drinks out there by other names that if they're dark brown, they have caramel coloring in them. Now, you're going to love this one. This is one of my favorites, Castoreum. C-A-S-T-O-R-E-U-M. Castoreum is one of the many nebulous natural ingredients used in flavored foods. It isn't that harmful because it comes from an animal. But it's kind of unsettling because castoreum is a substance that comes out of the beaver's castor sacs, which are also their anal scent glands. And these glands produce these potent secretions that, you know, the animals mark their territory in the wild. Well, in the food industry, about 1,000 pounds of this unsavory ingredient is used annually into foods, usually something that has vanilla or raspberry flavoring, because it produces a distinctive musky flavor with the punch behind vanilla and the punch behind raspberry. Where do you find it? You'll find it in foods that say natural ingredients on it, because it is natural. It comes from nature. But you usually find it in artificially raspberry-flavored products, like cheap ice creams. It's in Jell-O. It's in candy. It's in fruit-flavored drinks. It's in teas. It's in yogurts. If it says natural ingredients, be careful. Okay, another one. Just food dyes. All these fruit-flavored candies and these sugary cereals don't contain a single gram of produce. They just rely on artificial dyes and artificial flavorings to try to suggest that somehow this cereal you put on the table in the morning for your kids actually came from nature. Not only do these dyes allow manufacturers to mask the kind of dark gray brown drab color of heavily processed foods, but we know that certain hues have a link to very serious ailments. A Journal of Pediatrics study linked yellow 5 to hyperactivity in children. Canadian researchers found yellow 6 and red 40 to be contaminated with carcinogens, and red 3 is known to cause tumors. And the truth is that in almost all colorants approved for food are derived from coal tar and contain up to as many as 10 parts per million of lead and arsenic. And not surprisingly, most coal tars can potentially cause cancer. The bottom line, stay away from artificial dyes as much as you possibly can. And one of the tricks and Lucky Charms and Skittles and Jell-O, these things are just loaded with these artificial colors. How do they get away with this? Because Congress lets them get away with this. The idea is that if you get a little bit, you're okay. Now, too much, that would be bad. So you have to keep the levels of these ingredients down to a certain amount. There's hydrolyzed vegetable protein. You're going to love this one. It's used as a flavor enhancer. It's a plant protein, but it's been chemically broken down in these big vats with amino acids. And one of these acids, glutamic acid, can release free glutamate. So what? Well, when this glutamate joins with free sodium in your body, they form monosodium glutamate, MSG, which is an additive known to cause all kinds of adverse reactions, headaches, nausea, weakness in people who are sensitive to it. And when MSG is added to products directly, the FDA requires manufacturers to disclose the inclusion on the ingredient statement itself. And when it occurs as a byproduct of hydrolyzed protein, the FDA allows it to go without being labeled. And you're going to find hydrolyzed vegetable protein, my goodness, on almost at least 25 to 35% of the foods that are processed in the grocery store are going to have hydrolyzed vegetable protein in there as a flavor enhancer. Then one we all know and love, high fructose corn syrup. It's loaded with what's called unbounded fructose and glucose molecules. Now, fructose obviously is a fruit sugar. Your body cannot use fructose. Your body has to convert fructose into glucose for your body to absorb it, which is why you don't see joggers, marathoners, eating a bunch of fruit before they run, because they're not going to get the energy out of it that fast. It takes too long. That's why you see them eating pasta or processed carbohydrates. Breaks down into glucose really quickly. Well, studies have shown that the reactive carbonyl molecule that's in the high fructose corn syrup can actually cause tissue damage, leading to obesity, diabetes, heart disease. And it's made from genetically modified corn, and it's processed with genetically modified enzymes. And to make matters worse, studies have recently revealed that nearly half of the samples of high fructose corn syrup tested contained mercury. Where are you going to find it? You're going to find it in yogurts. You're going to find Yoplait yogurt, low-calorie salad dressings, Kellogg's Smart Start cereal. More and more, you're seeing products. I mean, even something as simple as ketchup. And on the front of it, it says, high fructose corn syrup free. They know that people, the shoppers, the buyers, are getting smart about this and avoiding this as much as they can. And then the last one I want to mention here is polysorbate 60. It's, get this, polysorbate 60 is short for polyethylene 20 sorbitan monostearate, which is why I've always told my patients, when you're buying something and you look at the label and there's anything in the label you can't pronounce or you don't know what it is, put it back on the shelf. And this is used widely in the food industry. It's made of corn and palm oil and petroleum. And this gooey mix can't spoil. So it often replaces dairy products in baked goods and other liquid products. When you buy something that you think might have dairy in it, some kind of, especially baked goods in the baked goods section of the grocery store, read the label, because if it's polysorbate 60, there is no dairy in there, even though it looks like it and it tastes like it. Because you'll find this stuff in cake mixes. You'll find it in frozen desserts. You'll find it in salad dressing. You definitely find it in donuts, foods with artificial chocolate coating, non-dairy whipped topping, because it's a fake dairy product. I laugh when I talk about this stuff because it's just amazing to me how they get away with this stuff. You know, the PAM spray, there's another one, the PAM vegetable spray you spray with your frying pan before you fry your eggs or whatever else you're going to put in there. And it'll say fat-free. It'll say fat-free on the front of the can. And you read the label, and it's vegetable oil, which is 100% fat. So how can you put 100% fat product in something you would buy and put the label fat-free on the front? Because it's based on serving size, not the content. It could be 100% fat and still say fat-free because if you keep it under the serving size. Now, what's the serving size of a can of PAM? Usually, if you're going to spray a can, it's there. You think that would be fat-free. The fat-free, according to the USDA, for a can of PAM is psst. That's it. Psst. If you don't do more than psst, then it's considered fat-free. Well, who does that? So it's just incumbent on us when we are trying to provide the best nutrition sources for our family. And again, I'm going to repeat something I just said earlier in the show. This is why it's a full-time job for one person to make sure what is involved with breakfast, what's involved with lunch, what's involved with snacks. And there's healthy snacks, you know, nuts, some dried fruits. Some dried fruits have way too much sugar in them. Jerky, there are different types of jerky you can get that do not have nitrites. And then, of course, the whole fruits that Mother Nature made. Half of the apples, for instance, in the produce section in the supermarket are all genetically modified. They're not, that might not be the right word. They're not, you know, like certain super sweet apples. Mother Nature didn't make those. You know, they're cross bred. What's the term? I can't think of the term offhand. To create a different variety of an apple, because Mother Nature's apples, like Golden Delicious, or just a really good apple from the Washington State apples, which kind of predominate out here in the West, aren't quite as sweet as this new version of apples that they have now, the super juicy, super sweet. You have to be careful of those because there's way too much sugar in them. But again, this is something that's a result of research. And again, I'm talking about baby steps. So if you are having a lot of breakfast cereals, you know, watch out for that high fructose corn syrup. Watch out for the food dyes. Watch out for the colorings. and the partially hydrogenated oils and things like that. If you're having a lot of fried foods, watch out for the partially hydrogenated oils as well. Well, as we come to the end of the solo part of the program with just me before I join Doug, if you would like a list of these, I know that it was impossible to write all this stuff down as I'm talking. If you will call this number, 801-523-1890, 801-523-1890, tell them you heard Dr. Jack talking about these food ingredients on the Good Day Health Show, and we will get a copy of this off to you. After the coming break, I'll be joining Doug live here, and we'll be talking about several other things of a different cast. But at Good Day Health Show, there's over 600 podcasts recorded by Dr. Ken and myself, and you can listen to my podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, so stick around for Doug and me to wrap up this week's program.
Mike Gappel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 99 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Things that I'm most pleased about being responsible for are the various informational programs that my little company has, like the Good Day Health program, the broadcast that every week are the broadcasters that are a part of it or a part of the Good Day program, but we call it Good Day Health because Jack Stockwell brings his own brand of medicine and medical information to those of you who are following him and what he does at his clinic out in Salt Lake City. He's a Nooka chiropractor, GAPS practitioner, and has nothing but a world of information and experience. So that makes for great broadcasting. Also, Dr. Ken Kronhaus and his research and what he presents from, let's say, the other side of the coin here as service items for you. GoodDayHealthShow.com is where you go. This sounds like the conversation Jack and I are about to have, though, sounds like something that I discussed last week on another program that I do called The American Family Farmer. This doesn't, I'm not meaning this, Jack, to sound like a promotion for everything I do, but they overlap. The research that I talked about last week on the American Family Farmer program is the same info that you're calling our attention to now that links glyphosate, the main ingredient in Roundup, with cancer, as well as damage to other things that may be the most important part of our being. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely. And this just came out last week from the Journal of the National Cancer Institute. I mean, you know, this wasn't some poorly funded study somewhere.
It's not one of your usual.
No, but they looked at the... Now, who is most exposed to
farmers.
Farm products? Farmers are, of course, and that's why it was on your show.
Yeah.
So they looked at the glyphosate levels that were in the urine of farmers and found out there are these markers. There are these markers showing up that shows the blood cancers like lymphoma, myeloma, leukemia, a much higher incidence in these kinds of cancers among farmers than somebody that would be working, you know, at a computer all day in some high-rise office in Manhattan.
Right. Not that that might not contribute to it, but the fact is that they would have a lot less glyphosate present in their bloodstream.
Yeah,
and so they're kind of dancing around this because of the power of Monsanto, but Monsanto is now owned by Bayer.
More power.
The largest drug company in the world.
Yep, and I'm happy to always point out the Bayer product. I actually use a Bayer product to Bayer back and body when I have muscle spasms and stuff. That doesn't mean I have to like them. Their history comes from their original job, or their original company. They changed their name after World War II because the original company was responsible for making the gas that was used to gas like 6 million Jews. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway.
On B.
Yep. So
it's the kind of history that exists almost in every large mega corporation is not necessarily the prettiest stuff.
No.
But the important thing is that this was published by the National Cancer Institute, and they said, yeah, we're finding more in evidence. It's contributing to the overall evidence that associates glyphosate with exposure and oxidative stress in humans that contends to create the markers that show increases in lymphoma, myeloma, leukemia. Bottom line, stay the hell away from glyphosate.
Roundup. Stay away
but
from
the problem is, and they've got ready. They got ready. They round up for this and round up for that, and
right.
All the kinds of variations that they've made for it. You know, the original glyphosate course killed anything that was green.
Well, one of the things that this points out, Jack, and this goes into a discussion that we were having a few minutes ago. You probably were listening to us when I was talking about not being served by your representation or your congressman, your senator is, and how much they're in the tank, in the bag for companies like Monsanto and Bayer because of how much they contribute to their campaigns. There is no reason on God's green earth that this product should still be available to anybody, but yet it is. Because these people pay to make sure that they still are in business. The thing that's a tragedy is that the information, these people have so much money, they can contradict the information that comes from people like you and me that basically is crying almost in the wilderness, hey, listen, look at how bad this stuff is. It changes your DNA. It gives you cancer, and yet you're still using it.
Yeah, exactly. And they can throw a bunch of money together to fund another study by some other group somewhere else.
It'll show it's okay.
Well, there might be some association, but it's not like you've been told.
So then why does Bayer have a $5 billion war chest set aside to give to people who are, there are like 80,000 cases against Bayer and Roundup? And so why is that? Okay, hello, knock, knock. Anybody home? Somebody's got to figure that out. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.